Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, taking stock of the year. Hey there, business friends. I have a big announcement. In February 2024, I'm launching a new program. It's designed to give founders, CEOs, solopreneurs, and business developers the skills and the language you need to get more international clients. Stand out from your competitors, captivate clients across borders, and pave the way to become the reference in your industry. To be the first to know when this program launches, join my special email list at christinarobuffet.com/clients. Now, let's get into this week's English Conversation Club podcast. Hey, Christina here, and today it is a solo episode, just me, because this is almost our final episode of 2023. We'll have one more coming out just at the end of the year, right before, you know, we roll over into 2024. But this is the, I would say, the last episode that's coming out at least a full week before the end of the year. And today we're talking all about taking stock of the year. And this is something that for me is very important. And we'll talk about, you know, why and how and all of that. But first, just what does it mean to take stock of something? To take stock of something, it basically is to step back, to take some time to reflect on, to evaluate, to assess, something like, and it's could be a project that you're working on, or like here, we're talking about taking stock of the year. So it's like we've arrived at the end of the year, and now we want to look back on 2023 and just kind of take some time to reflect and evaluate, maybe plan ahead for the new year so that you can really, you know, go away for your holidays. And then come back in 2024, ready to hit the ground running with all of that fresh energy of the new year and after a break and all of that stuff. So, something that I do to take stock of my year is actually, you know, earlier this month, I blocked out an entire week, meaning, you know, I said no appointments this week. Spending at least half of the day really with no notifications, just to take some time to reflect and to look back, and to see, you know, I would say to take some time to realize everything that you have accomplished over the previous year, and really to just, you know, give yourself a pat on the back of the things that you accomplished. Whether you accomplished all of the goals that you wanted to or not, but I'm sure that you've accomplished something. And if you are a member of FFCC, you can definitely give yourself a pat on the back for showing up to these sessions and to making progress and improving your English, maybe taking stock of everything that you've learned in FFCC and in your private sessions, if you have them. And take some time to appreciate and to recognize and to be proud of all of the progress that you've made. And like I said, whether you made all the progress you wanted or you just made some of the progress, but to recognize everything, you know, the things that you have accomplished, and maybe also to look at, you know, where was I at the beginning of the year and where am I at today? How much have I grown over the past 12 months? And then again, looking back, but maybe also looking forward and saying, well, you know, what do I want to accomplish in 2024? Or if that's too big, you know, you don't know what you want to accomplish over the next 12 months. Maybe just saying, what have I accomplished over the past 12 months? And what do I want to accomplish in January or in the first quarter? Looking back, realizing how much you have done, being grateful and being proud of it. But like I said, also give yourself a break if you didn't accomplish everything, but also maybe use the things that you didn't accomplish to, you know, to maybe continue working on those. Say, okay, I didn't do it this year, but I want to make that a priority for the start of the new year. And put that on your, maybe your list of things to accomplish at the start of 2024. Or, you know, also sometimes maybe there are some things that you didn't accomplish this year that you wanted to. And when you're looking at, you know, everything that you're reflecting on, and you're trying to decide, you know, do I still want to accomplish this? You know, take a moment and also evaluate the goals that I set for myself in 2023 that I didn't accomplish. Are they still my goals? You know, or do you want to just let go of those goals and say, you know what? I thought that that was important for me, but where I am today and where I want to go in the next year, I realize that that project or that goal or whatever is not really going to be a part of my life in 2024. And that's okay to just let go of it. I mean, I do this, I would say very often, if I look back on my coaching notes from the past year, and I would say I'm quite lucky in the sense that, you know, I meet with my coach once a month. We do a really deep strategy session where we decide on goals and how to reach those goals and where do we want to go with the business and how are things evolving, et cetera. And so I have this, hold on, let me check. It's a document of that. I'm just pulling this up on my computer so I can tell you. It's a document of 97 pages. So I have 97 pages of notes and almost like a business journal, I would say, where I can go back and really look at everything that we worked on, the goals that we set, the things that were priorities that we wanted to test, et cetera. Of course, there's some things we accomplished. There's a lot of things in those notes that we didn't accomplish. And I can say, look at that and say, do I want to put this on my goal list for 2024 or do I just want to let it go? So I would definitely, maybe you might not have, you know, this type of 100-page document where you've been documenting all of your progress over the past year. But what I might encourage you to do in 2024 is perhaps start a, you know, a journal where you note down these kinds of things. It doesn't have to be every day, but it can be regularly because that gives you that material for, you know, at the end of the year to sit down and to read through it. I mean, I really love going back and reading through my past notes and my past journal entries because I realize how much I've grown and how much I have learned, how much others have helped me and I've helped others. And I find that it's just a very thoughtful way of closing out the old year and then looking forward to the new year with, I would say, some positive energy, some more clarity. And with the sense of, you know, I'm growing and I am becoming wiser. And I feel like that, you know, we don't take that time a lot in our lives to sit down and do that reflection. So I hope that maybe, you know, like I said, this podcast is coming out before the end of 2023. So maybe if you've got some holidays, you can take that time to have some quiet time to take stock of your year. And I definitely encourage you to do it because it's a very powerful exercise. All right. So with that, I am going to wish you a lovely break for the end of the year. If you have a break, very important to take some time to recharge your batteries, especially in the winter season where the days are short, the weather is cold. And so, yeah, take some time for yourself and I will see you. Not see you, but I will talk to you next week for our absolute final episode of 2023. All right, enjoy your holidays and talk to you all very soon.
Thanks for listening to the English Conversation Club podcast.
And if you're a founder, CEO, solopreneur, or business developer, and you want to have more international clients in 2024, join my special email list to be the first to know about my new program coming in February. It's designed to help you become the reference in your industry and captivate clients across borders, so you don't want to miss this. To know more, go to christinarubafe.com/clients. And we'll see you next week for another exciting episode of the English Conversation Club podcast.